Bonjour and welcome to Change Your Home, Change Your Life. We are in module one, in lesson one, and this is a guided meditation. So this is an exercise for which you want to be quiet and at home, not whilst you're driving or you are in public transportation. Please make sure that you are uninterrupted for at least half an hour, ideally longer. Switch off your phone. Make sure children, husband, dog, and cat won't disturb you. Cover yourself with blankets if you can get cold easily. Have your notebook ready, your worksheet, something to write, something to drink. And put yourself somewhere where you are comfortable, on an armchair, your bed, your sofa. You want to be really relaxed. Just pause the recording until you've finished all those preparations and then come back. Ready? Well then, let's get started with a few deep breaths. Breathe in. And just breathe out with a deep sigh, just to release all the tensions of the day. Breathe in, relax your shoulders, and breathe out. And now close your eyes and imagine that you are at the end of today. Your day is finished, you go to bed, and you fall asleep. And whilst you are sleeping, something very unusual happens. A miracle happens. The miracle is that you are now in your ideal life and your ideal home. But since you are asleep, you are not aware of this miracle. Now it's the next morning and you wake up in your ideal life, in your ideal home. And it's that moment before you open your eyes, when you just emerge from sleep. And you might feel a little bit different since you are now in your ideal life. So before even opening your eyes, how do you feel? What kind of small differences do you notice in how you feel? How does your body feel? Your muscles? The weight of your body on the mattress. How does your head feel? Your neck. Your shoulders. How does your belly feel? your back. Your arms and your legs. As you are waking up, wriggle your fingers and your toes. How does that feel? What is the contact of your bed sheets against your skin? Is it cotton? Is it silk? Maybe something warmer. And now you stretch and open your eyes. You are waking up in your ideal bedroom. Look around. What is the shape of your ideal bedroom? What is the size? What are the colors? What kind of decoration is in your bedroom? Are there plants? Maybe curtains? Pictures on the wall? What is the size of the bed? The color of the sheets? What is the light in the room? Now the door opens and someone comes in. Who is this person? What do you share with him or her or them? Now you're getting up and stepping out on the balcony or the terrace, or if your ideal home doesn't have any of those, just go to the window and look outside and take in the view. What is so special about that view? What makes you so happy about that view? Now you are getting ready for the day. Go to your bathroom, open the door, and as you stand at the door looking in your bathroom, what gives you joy when you look at your bathroom? Now you take a bath or a shower. How do you feel in your body? In your ideal life, how do you feel in your femininity? What is your morning ritual? How are you getting ready for the day? Is it something simple or more elaborate? How are you taking care of yourself, of your body, of your beauty? Now you are ready to get dressed. You open your wardrobe or your closet and you see a beautiful space, ordered with colors that you absolutely love. What do your clothes say about you as a woman? In your ideal life, now choose an outfit for today that makes you feel comfortable, confident, and beautiful. What are you wearing? Lingerie. A top? Are you wearing trousers or a skirt or a dress? What are your shoes? Do you wear any jewelry? Now you're getting ready for your day. You go into the kitchen, and as you enter the kitchen, what is the first quality that comes to mind when you look around in your kitchen? Now you're making yourself something to eat or to drink. What is it that you really enjoy every morning? How do you enjoy your breakfast? Are you alone and in silence? Are you listening to music, to the radio, reading the news? Or are there other people with you? What's your ideal breakfast in your ideal life? Now you are ready to go to work. How do you get to work? Do you work from home? Do you go to work by car? Are you walking? Taking the bicycle? Public transportation? Plane? Train? Horse? Boat? How do you get to work? You arrive at your workplace and there is something written on the door, which is your name and your function, what you do. What do you read? Now you're opening the door and you're stepping inside into your ideal workspace. Take a look around. What do you see? What's the size of the room? You have all the equipment you need. What is it? What are the colors in the room? The light. Are you alone or are there other people with you? You start your work. What are you doing first? Now you hear voices outside on the corridor. You realize that people are speaking about you. They are discussing something you did recently, which was really powerful, beautiful, impactful. It was something you did with your work, which really made a difference for people. What was it? As the people outside are discussing this wonderful thing that you did, they are wondering how on earth you managed to do that, because it was quite an accomplishment what you did. So how did you do it? How does it make you feel? Your workday comes to an end and you are back home. Tonight you invited a couple of people because you want to celebrate something. What are you going to celebrate? Who are your guests? Now, each time you invite someone to your home, they thoroughly enjoy being there. Maybe there is also one or several of your guests who have never seen your home or haven't seen it in a long time. So you give them a tour of your home. And as you give them a tour of your home, what do your guests say about your home? You are wandering through your home with your guests. You show them the entrance or the lobby. You go to the kitchen. Onto your living room. What do you love about your living room? What do your guests love? take your time to show them everything. You really enjoy explaining to them what you love about your home, and they enjoy learning about it and looking around. Show them your dining room. Your bedroom. If you have other rooms like children's rooms, guest bedrooms maybe, they want to see those too. You love your bathroom, so you're happy to show it to your guests. Maybe your ideal home has some other rooms. What are they? You have one very curious person who even wants to see your basement and your attic. And then, of course, you enjoy taking a tour in the garden. Explaining to them how you created the garden, or maybe how you transformed it. What you enjoy about your garden most. And as you walk around showing your guests everything, you realize once again how happy you are in your home and what makes you so happy. You listen to their comments and you feel really grateful for what you have in your home. At the end of the day, you go to bed with a grateful heart. Before you fall asleep, what do you really want to thank your home for? Now you fall asleep, and then you wake up in today's reality. So take a few moments to emerge again, wriggle your fingers and your toes. Take a good stretch. And then take your worksheet and your notebook and make very detailed notes, especially about how you felt. How did you feel in your ideal day, in your ideal life? How did you feel in each room? Take your time to do this exercise thoroughly, because it's really the foundation of the whole course, and you will be asked again and again to refer to those notes. Enjoy, and I'll see you in lesson 2.